Celebrating songwriters that are true storytellers. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. It is music from Patty Griffin. Yes, just earlier this year, Patty Griffin released her latest album, Crown of Thorns, but I couldn't resist reaching back to 2013 from her album, American Kid, for that gorgeous song, Ohio. In the middle, it is Montreal singer-songwriter Martha Wainwright. From her album Goodnight City, we heard the song Alexandria. And then starting the set, it is new music from Suzanne Vega. Back in the spring, she released her latest album, Flying with Angels. We listened to the title track, Flying with Angels. You know, when I think about Martha Wainwright and that song Alexandria, it was just a few weeks ago that we did a full two-hour mixtape of songs where the title were names. And in fact, that album from Martha Wainwright, Goodnight City, offered up a lot of options. We featured on that episode Martha Wainwright's song Francie, but she also has a song Francis, and now Alexandria. And it made me think, if you missed that episode of Girly So Groovy, where we did a full 2 hours of people's names, you can still catch that. It's online, hanging out there absolutely for free. All you have to do is go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. And when you're there, you will find the last 10 weeks worth of the program waiting for you, including that full 2 hours, songs that are names. If I remember right, that is getting near the bottom of the list where it will be wiped out. So you may want to jump on it in the next week or so. Coming up in the next half hour here on Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from Horse Girl, Marika Hackman, Sacred Paws, post-punk band Shopping as well. But coming up next, it is an iconic voice in an alternative trailblazing group. It's the Velvet Underground and Nico up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Your mirror.
It's been a hot minute since we have featured British alternative pop singer-songwriter Marika Hackman here on Girly So Groovy, so I wanted to fix that. We reached back to her 2017 album, I'm Not Your Man, for Marika Hackman's subversively queer anthem, Boyfriend. In the middle, it is new music from Horse Girl, a band that formed in high school. They released an incredible debut album called Versions of a Modern Performance. And then they found themselves heading off to New York from their hometown of Chicago, where the trio ended up going, or are going, to New York University. And over the course of their first year, they decided to release their sophomore album, Phonetics On and On. I just think about, you know, you're a kid and you're heading to university. That in itself is a big deal. But then you're already a pseudo kind of famous band. And then you're going to also do a full album release in that first year. It just shows how great and multi-talented Horse Girl really are. It was back in February that the sophomore album Phonetics On and On was released. We just heard the song Information Content. Honestly, if you love acts like Porridge Radio or Electrolane, Mazzy Star, Plumtree, The Particles, Marika Hackman, you will love just the incredible jangly alternative rock that Horse Girl makes. And speaking of some of the purveyors of jangly indie rock, it is the Velvet Underground and Nico starting that set off with their song I'll Be Your Mirror. Going back to the 1967 breakout debut album, The Velvet Underground and Nico. All right, now this next set, full disclosure, got knocked out of last week's episode. I had it all ready to go, but then I realized I still really wanted to find a way to cram in my B-52 set that I did last week and my B-52's concert review. So this next set of songs got bumped into this week. But honestly, I think it fits best right now, right here, especially following Marika Hackman. Marika Hackman has built a career as a songwriter, being openly queer and letting that perspective work her way into her music. Well, Minneapolis indie rock band Strange Relations, very similar to Marika Hackman for the point of view that they bring to their music. So without further ado, let's dive into this next set. Strange Relations here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. Free, you know, it's all in my head.
Music right there from London trio Shopping, a band that follows the post-punk tradition of prickly sounds and left-wing politics, and we love them for it. The song is called Asking for a Friend. That's from Shopping's album, The Official Body. In the middle, it is a Glaswegian duo that we've been featuring here on Heavy Rotation since they released their latest album, Jump Into Life, back in March. I am talking about Sacred Pause, a band that is known for producing sunny polyrhythmic pop. Again, the newest album is called Jump Into Life. We listened to the song Ask Myself. If you are a fan of Los Campesinos, Plumtree, The Slits, Cub, The Beths, you will just find something in the jangly rock that Sacred Pause makes. I know I said that in the last set, but I'm saying it again about Sacred Pause as well. And then starting the set off, a band that we have not featured here on Girly So Groovy for some time now, Minneapolis indie rock band Strange Relations. The song is called Say You. That's from the band's 2017 sophomore album, Editorial You. And ever since releasing that album, the band has just kind of quietly disappeared. I've not seen any new music from Strange Relations, but thrilled to be able to still feature them here on the program. Lots more music to get to in the second hour of Girly So Groovy, but first let's wrap up this first hour. How about we wrap up the first hour by turning to Montreal for the alternative rock band known as Free Love Fenner. From the band's album, The Punishment Zone, let's listen to New Wave Pool, and then we will dive into the pool that is the second hour coming up here on Girly So Groovy.
With